You guys surprised me last week. What a lot of fun.
30 years as executive director of the Michigan Theater. Congratulations once again.
Well, enough about that, and on to your favorite subject, Star Wars.
The bane of my existence.
We know that you don't like Star Wars. Well, you know, a lot of people do like Star Wars, and
apparently. I'm definitely in the minority.
And a week and a half ago, the Star Wars franchise was sold by George Lucas, the originator of it and the director of the original movie, to the Disney Studios for a little over $4 billion, with B, dollars.
That seems like a lot of money for committing crimes against humanity.
It is a lot of money, that's for sure. I don't know about the crime. But it also could be a pretty nice fit. It's a family-oriented kind of saga, and Disney does pretty well with those things. A lot of people are anxious about the fact, Star Wars fans, that is, that Disney will somehow ruin it. But
look forward to a new Jar Jar Binks ride at Disney World this year.
We'll see what happens with that. Jar Jar Binks, stop it, Dave. The film was created originally to be a single film, but George Lucas had thought of it in the context of three trilogies. And so two of the trilogies have been executed. The first trilogy was the middle trilogy, 4, 5, 6.
And right.
And then the very heavily criticized 1, 2, 3 were released more recently.
Kind of the prequel trilogy.
The prequel trilogy, and then the sequel
trilogy.
And
he promised at the end of those three, he was all done. There would not be any more Star Wars. He promised.
I know you organized your life around that, but you're just going to have to get over it, Dave. Let's face it.
Because they're going to make more, aren't they?
Yeah, 7, 8, 9. And Dale Pollack, who wrote a book called Skywalking, the Life and Films of George Lucas, got a look inside, and he was very excited by 7, 8, 9, which may indeed star the original stars of the 4, 5, 6, the first set, but the middle trilogy. This is all getting very confusing.
Like
Star
Wars, Harrison Ford and
Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, and they've all been contacted, and none of them have said that they won't do it. Obviously,
we see how they're doing in assisted living.
We'll see how they're doing. Well, and literally, it takes them into as more elderly folks like we are, Dave. it is that next generation. So it's the previous generation, the parents of Carrie Fisher's character, Mark Hamill's character, and Harrison Ford's character, to the fact that there's a future generation, the children of or grandchildren of those characters. So we'll see what happens. A lot of folks are excited about that.
Yeah, we've just spent 3 minutes. I'll never get back.
That's right. Well, you just have to live with that sometimes. We just went through an election. There were a lot of minutes that were spent. We'll never get back. About things that are here and now, Skyfall, which is the new James Bond film that opens tomorrow. It actually opens tonight at 12:07 at the local multiplex. But it's been playing in the UK for about 3 weeks now and doing tremendous.
Yeah, it's already over 100 million. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably over 200 million at this point. And I must admit a certain kind of irrational enthusiasm for Bond. They've been around for 50 years, just about as long as I've been around. I've been around a little bit longer than that, but it's pretty exciting.
There are those who have a deep affection for Sean Connery as the best Bond, but a lot of reviewers nowadays are saying that Daniel Craig may be the best ever.
Absolutely. And there's another film that's opening at the Michigan, The Sessions, that I'm also just as excited about. My colleague Amanda Bynum saw it at Sundance and liked it a lot, and so this is a very, very good week for movies. So starting off with Skyfall, which opens at your local multiplex.
At 12:07.
That's right. It's directed by Sam Mendes, who did Away We Go, American Beauty was his
first.
Probably his most recognized film. Road to Perdition with Tom
Hanks.
That
was great, too.
Revolutionary Road.
That was great, too.
Yeah, he's a very good theater director, and he's a very good film director. And so Daniel Craig basically asked him to direct it, and then he went to the producers and he said, you know, I was at a party with Sam Mendes, and I asked him to direct.
And he said yes.
And he said he'd be willing to consider it, but, am I in trouble now? You know, he's not the producer of the movie. He's a star, but, it's not really his job to get the director. But they thought, well, that's a good idea. So anyway, Sam Mendes has been highly praised by lots of critics. New York Times says whether Mr. Mendes is deploying an explosion or a delectable detail, he retains a critically human scale and intimacy largely by foregoing the performers. Los Angeles Times says Mendes is giving a thrilling new chapter in the franchise that by all rights should have been gasping for air, which really makes it a very, very interesting
film.
Yeah,
it kind of gone over the top without a lot of that human element and keeping it somewhat grounded. So
absolutely.
It'd be nice to see a return to that.
And some say this is the best of the 50 years. Others say that they really liked Casino Royale, which was the first Daniel Craig film, and this was almost as good or just as good. Pretty much nobody likes
the other Casino Royale with Woody Allen and Peter Sellers.
Well,
that was awesome.
And that wasn't even part of the original franchise.
No, that was great.
Produced by Chubby Broccoli. But anyway, so Skyfall, probably worth checking out. Now, The Sessions is based on the autobiographical writings of a California-based journalist by the name of Mark O'Brien, who as a six-year-old, I think it was, contracted polio. And this is him writing as a 38-year-old, and he decides that he wants to lose his virginity. Obviously, he's been kind of confined to an iron lung
right.
since the age of six for 32 years. And he consults his therapist and his priest, his priest is played by William H. Macy in kind of a...
That's going to be great.
Yeah, well, and he looks very 70s, and I think this is kind of set in the 70s. William H. Macy's an older kind of, not a hippie, but very influenced by that kind of direction. And William H. Macy's character as the priest says, I think God will give you a pass on this one. So anyway, a sex surrogate, a therapist is hired who... is someone who is trained and performs sex acts, but not a prostitute. And this character is played by Helen Hunt in a really terrific role. And the reviews on this are outstanding. Roger Ebert says the film rebukes and corrects countless brainless and cheap sex scenes in other movies. It reminds us that we must be kind to one another. New York Times says The Session is a pleasant shock, a touching, profound, sex-positive film that equates sex with intimacy, tenderness, emotional connection instead of performance, competition, and conquest. And
that is a rarity.
The performers, the performances are great. William H. Macy, Helen Hunt, and John Hawkes, who was actually in Winter's Bone, which was that it was set in the Ozark part of southern Missouri and
right.
northern Arkansas. And he plays this, hillbilly kind of character. He doesn't play that kind of character in this at all, and it's he can't even imagine it's the same person.
Yeah.
And the Rolling Stone said John Hawkes is the kind of acting that awards were invented for, an exhilarating gift. The Sessions, go check it out.
It's really looking forward to that.
Really wonderful film. And then there's a French film, Daniel Auteuil, who's a French actor that's been in a lot of films, directed and stars in this film. And it's based by a Maurice Pangol film from the 60s or late 50s, and it's called The Well Digger's Daughter, and he plays this well digger, an older well digger, and it's set just as World War I is about to start, and he's got six daughters, and he's a widower that are raising these six daughters, and the oldest daughter comes back, and she gets involved with a aristocratic flyer kind of guy who takes off for the front and leaves the daughter pregnant, and it's a wonderful film that's very well directed, very well acted. All the acting performances are extremely well reviewed, Roger Ebert says to call The Well Digger an old-fashioned film is to pay it a compliment. Here is a love story embedded in traditional values. And San Francisco Chronicle, Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times, my favorite critic these days. Let the Wells Digger's Daughter take you back in time, not once, but several times over.
And yet its theme is universal. I mean, it spans humanity, the history of humanity, the struggle for life, happiness, and all the other stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. At the State Theater, we open The Details, which stars Tobey Maguire and Elizabeth Banks, and they play a suburban couple that are having their issues, and it's very interesting and a really interesting twist on that kind of domestic drama. Go check that out. NPR liked it a lot. New York Times, Los Angeles Times as well. The midnight movie at the State Theater this Friday is Trainspotting.
That's
Saturday.
A good one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Saturday at 11:59. The Polish Film Festival is going on, and there's a whole bunch of films that are showing November 9th and 10th. Check out Ann Arbor Polonia. I'm sorry, ANNARBORPOLONIA.org Film Festival. You can go to the Michigan Theater website and get to that as well.
Right.
Motor City Movies continues on Monday with NARC, and there's a Found Footage Festival on the 14th of November.
A Found Footage Festival?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a guy goes to garage sales and secondhand stores and picks
finds
up
stuff
old
and
videos.
Exactly. Storylines,
yeah,
out, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
really,
that's beautiful.
Interesting. So go check that out.
Thank you very much. That's Russ Collins, and for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we both thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat. You find it every Thursday morning at 7:40 only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Skyball. Da, da, da. Anyway, it didn't work.
James Bond, you're not.